Julia Fordham has a new recording out. The British vocalist and songwriter, famed for a voice that is 4 octaves wide and just about as sultry as an ocean, has just issued her first release in 5 years.
No butterflies, no butterfingers, no. I'm me that lingers on and on when you are gone. No last dance from the Lake Swan, no string quartet.
This is Concrete Love from the CD of the same name. Julia Fordham joins us now from our studios in New York. Nice to be back with you.
Thank you.
Now, this, we just heard, of course, a few seconds of the recording, Concrete Love. It's not the original version you recorded.
No, that's true. I thought that I'd completed my album, and I had literally mixed, mastered, and printed it up, and it was a proper little advanced CD that usually gets sent out to press and radio. Mm-hmm. And I had begun a friendship with the sublime divine India Ari, whose acoustic soul album is one of my favorites of last year. And she, every time I met up with her, she would always say, "Girl, Concrete Love's my jam." And I actually didn't realize just how serious she was until my sister and I had a little celebration when India was nominated for her much-deserved 7 Grammys. Mm-hmm. And India said that she didn't want to leave my house without me singing her jam, Concrete Love. And much to everybody's delight and astonishment, the minute I opened my mouth and started to sing the song, India joined in this exquisite 2-part harmony from start to finish. She literally, her innate ability as a singer is just pretty unrivaled, I think. She has a direct link to the other side. And for me to know that someone had listened to my song enough to cop every single line, lyric, nuance, and even worked out the spectacular ad-lib, spontaneous vocal deliciousness in the middle, it was just thrilling. And I thought that was the end of the story. Mm-hmm. By further coincidence, my new record company, the gloriously independent Vanguard Records, they decided that that would be a good, song for radio, because, radio is so impossible. You have to get on top 40, you have to be like 20 and wearing no clothes. So I just sent a little email to India and said, "I don't suppose you have the time or inclination to race into the studio and recreate what we did in my front room that day, do you?" And when she arrived at the studio, she just said, "I'm going to go in and do what I do every time I play this over and over again in my car."
Read a few interviews where you say that you welcomed the participation of others in this recording to kind of spark and refresh your own thinking.
Yes, because I did 6 albums with Virgin Records. I've had a lovely, long, creative musical life. But if you write by yourself and tour by yourself, and you actually look and go, where did that 15 years go? Because I felt that, on reflection, I felt very stale harmonically and chordally. I can always find a new twist for a vocal or a lyric, but I think the sort of component of a fresh pair of ears harmonically can really lead you in a new direction. So I really enjoyed a lot of the collaborative experiences in the preparation for this record. Ironically, I still like 7 of the songs I ended up writing by myself, but I didn't choose the songs. I gave all of the material to Larry Klein, my esteemed colleague, masterful musician, mm-hmm. bass player, and very well respected for all of his work with Joni Mitchell. And I was just thrilled by Larry Klein's response to the songs. He calls me Julesy. Like, "Julesy, you've written a soul album." I said, "I have." And he said, "Yes, you have." And he had this very clear vision on the direction of this record.
I couldn't quite understand Larry. What did he say to you? "You've written a soul."
"Julesy." Yeah, he said, "Julesy, you've written a soul record." I said, "I have." He said that he felt the thread of the songs reminded him of Dusty in Memphis. And he had this, I think, very cool idea to make a modern contemporary sounding singer-songwriter meets blue-eyed soul diva twist, And that was the alchemy that we tried to brew.
Julia, you have a collaborator with you there in the studio.
I do. I have my guitarist extraordinaire, I like to call him, Mark Goldenberg.
Mark, hello. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Oh, well, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
Can you two do the I Wanna song?
Yes, we're going to do a new song. It's called the I Wanna song, I Wanna Wake Up With You. And I wanna get lucky, I wanna get laid, and I wanna lay down in the bed that we made together. And I wanna get down with it, wanna get high, I wanna stop life from just passing me by. I wanna fly like a bird, I wanna sing and be heard. I want a room with a view, I wanna wake up with you. And I wanna believe, and I wanna have faith, and I wanna walk around in a sweet state of grace forever. And I wanna be normal, I wanna fit in, I wanna sit perfectly inside my skin. I wanna fly like a bird, I wanna sing and be heard. I wanna room with a view, I wanna wake up with you. And in this world, don't wanna be running on empty. And in these days of wonder, don't wanna be sliding under. I wanna fly like a bird, and I wanna get lucky, I wanna get laid, and I wanna lay down in the bed that we made together. And I wanna get down with it, wanna get high, wanna stop laughing, just passing me by. And I wanna believe, and I wanna have faith, and I wanna walk around in a sweet state of grace forever. And I wanna be normal, I wanna fit in, I wanna sit perfectly inside my skin. I wanna fly like a bird, I wanna sing and be heard. I wanna room with a view, I wanna wake up, I wanna wake up, I wanna wake up with you.
That's just beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Because you're in New York, I got to ask you about Manhattan skyline.
Well, you know, it's funny, but Manhattan skyline is one of the songs that I'm really known for. In fact, we'll give you a little burst of the chorus now, so I can just illustrate why I thought I shouldn't sing it anymore.
Play the first. This broken heart, so pretty.
I got to tell you, I can see why you wouldn't sing it, you know, last September, October. But I think it's important to sing it now.
My take on it was, I thought after September the 11th, perhaps it was inappropriate to sing about Manhattan skyline in an exuberant and jubilant fashion. But I was so literally inundated with, you know, people would shout out for the song and I don't think it's appropriate. I would say this in the set. And then I had so many letters and emails and people afterwards saying, you know, I really feel, just as you just said, that perhaps it's the time for that song. And we played this gorgeous venue called Joe's Pub here in New York. And I wasn't sure how the song was going to go down, but there was such an atmosphere that was sort of electric and people were singing and their fists were clenched. And I do this really high note at the end and it just sort of, you know, I just put my hands up. I was like, okay, you know, someone send the Holy Spirit to take this note in this moment. And then people just leapt up. And I don't know, I had that sort of shared moment of community with people because of that song. So it's really been recharged for me.
Julia, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Julia Fordham's new release is called Concrete Love. It's on Vanguard Records. Julia, I'm wondering if you and Mr. Goldenberg can bring us out on a song you'd particularly like.
Here's some of our song, Roadside Angel, dedicated to Minnie Riperton.
From the south side of Chicago, on Woodland Avenue, the youngest of eight children, with a voice that soared and sued, singing at the Lincoln Center, the church a block away, like a perfect angel as the Red Sanders band played. She said, baby, can't we just go someplace warm and stay there till the baby's born? I'll be a roadside angel and walk with you through life. She was his roadside angel, he was her guide.